When you treat her, you mean that. You treat her, you mean that. You treat her, you mean that. So don't try to get out of it. You treat her, you mean that. So don't try to get out of it. Welcome to You Tweeted, You Mean That, episode 24, Guitars and Drums. That is the name of the song that's playing. That is the name of this episode. Thank you. I am your host. I am your host, Lord Byron, also known as Byron, aka Black Rocker, and Lord Black Rocker on Twitter. Not Twitter, Instagram. It's not often that I get that wrong, but it has been happening more often because I have been saying it less often. You know how that works, guys. My arm's really itchy. I've been getting bitten by mosquitoes lately. You ever get bit by mosquitoes on your hands and on your fingers? And you wonder to yourself how you were ever that vulnerable in the first place? Because I was just letting mosquitoes feed on me. Apparently, they got me a good 6 or 7 times. Must have been a buffet. Know what I'm saying? Mosquito buffet. You want to go on down the bar, you, and then you want to get on the mosquito buffet. I don't know how I feel about my Louisiana accent coming from Louisiana. You know, I feel like maybe I should just talk normally and say that. You just go on past the bayou and then you come on down to the mosquito buffet. You see, I don't even have to do the accent because I'm already doing the accent. You know, you don't double down on the racist accent. That's what I've learned in my years of comedy, you know, years pre-professionalism, in those years, those strong years, I learned, don't double down on the racist, racist accent. When you're from Louisiana, you don't gotta do the accent as much. It sounds like French and then like, just high, low, and then French. Double down. Racism. Many things to do before we sleep. Many things to do before we sleep. You know? You gotta do Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Today's podcast, Guitar and Drums, is sponsored by the Ace of Swords. The Ace of Swords. Also sponsored by Les Barons. The Baron Somdies Bros. That's cool. That means it's party time. But also, we got dicks. Sword sword dicks, and we're like the ace of them. Master controller, master controller. That's gonna be my new song coming out. I'm gonna have so many of those songs. It's gonna be ridiculous. They're all gonna start and end with master controller, master controller, and then like you change the channel, and then it's like, master controller. I thought I would play with my tarot cards while recording and see what spawns out, because I enjoy doing random shit that I don't think anybody could get through listening and or hearing. That's like one of my pleasures. Grew up being desensitized by television like most young people, but I don't want to say you guys aren't aware of your desensitization. Like, you're aware of it, but like, I was aware also, but like, young. I was aware because I had seen shit. Like, imagine if you get on 4chan as a kid. Like, that's where I was, specifically 4chan. It was just the internet. The internet's a terrible place for a nice, ripe young mind. Actually, it's an amazing place for any type of mind. Like, being desensitized is, you know, a leg up over competition. Honestly, you can expand your capacity of not tolerance, but like understanding. You can expand your capacity for understanding by delving into the darkness, you know? You know what I'm saying? Master controller. Yeah, so delved into the darkness. I like to create things that I know that I could listen to, but that I know some people will be turned off to completely. Like, I put light in the darkest things. You know what I'm saying? I learned that from my ancestors, but first I learned it from white peoples. Yeah, white peoples. I learned shit from you. You taught me. Oh, grumble, grumble. White people be teaching. That's what they be doing. They just be teaching. And I'll be sitting here like, I'm learning, nigga. I'm learning. But yeah, like metal music, pornography, the dark arts, the dark arts, it's usually hard to listen to. I know some R&B was hard to listen to for me, but that's because it was concentrated and I didn't understand it, and I was sensitive to magic at that point. Oh, at all points in my life, I was sensitive to magic. And hearing R&B and rap, and I wasn't ready for chaos yet. And that felt a lot like shit with no direction, but a lot of energy, just so much energy. But like, I couldn't see the direction. I didn't understand it. When I heard metal music, I can feel the magic. The magic is evident in the screams. It's hard to listen to for people. It's polarizing. That's evidence of magic. And like, I could see the direction. I saw exactly, not exactly, I can't say exactly, but I understood it. You know, it was like, this is going towards God. This is going towards humanity. This is going towards a lover. This is going towards themselves. And the beats were tight. But like, so I learned that's where you hide some of the most light you can find is in metal music. It is in horror films. It is in like the mystery murder shit. Like that, it's filled with some of the most light ever. And just knowledge of self. You gotta know the dark and the light to know the completeness of yourself. I wanted that to rhyme or sound like a song, but it didn't. So yeah, the lights and stuff. I learned how to manipulate light and put it inside of things because it is inside myself. And I mean, you know, you can choose what to manipulate, or you can choose. I wrote this down on one of my episodes of The Other LA recently. Like a sun. We are like suns, and like suns, it's impossible to stop shining light as a sun. Like the sun in the sky, it doesn't stop emitting light from all sides of itself. But as black holes, you do not stop usurping light. You take all of this light inside, and light can't even escape. That's how much light you take in. Like, you can't stop. It's a black hole. And, you know, that just means, like, is a usurper, as an understander, as a person who takes in light, you have the option of manipulating and leaving light in other areas. Like, you could, so stupidly sounding right now. I wish I could somehow separate what I said a minute ago from what I'm saying now, because that's how truth works sometimes, because there is no fucking literal truth. There's just the feelings that we can project to each other, and those feelings we project to each other is what I'm calling light and these metaphors. And as a person who is empathetic, structurally a black hole, receiving information known as light from other suns, You can consume the suns themselves and have the light inside you. And that is the exact same thing for a black hole as having the sun outside of him, and he's consuming it anyway. As you consume things as a black hole, they become a part of inside of your density. You know, black holes are supposedly so dense that they suck everything towards them, but they already hold everything inside of them. Everything is already inside the black hole because time doesn't exist. It's relative to your perception. And if you're light, time is the amount of space in between black holes. You know, you're in the black hole, but like you're going around being sucked into the black hole again because time is space. The universe is a vortex. Vortex math. It makes so much sense. Black holes are vortexes, like the vortex is around the black hole, but like we are the black hole, so the vortex is around us also, but everything is also itself. And I haven't flipped the card over in a while. Non non boluku la formuela. The petro god. Making universes, and it looks like manipulating people like with a stick, a flute. A fiery flute sprang into the air and affecting people's pineal glands. That's the card we flipped from the New Orleans Voodoo Tarot. Hell yeah. So yeah, I mean, as a black hole, you can be small, you can not consume the suns and all the light. You could take your time with it because eventually everything will come to you and out of you as a being of this existence, or as a black hole being of the, as a chaos being of this existence. We are all the same. Different parts of each other. Different expressions of chaos. Manifesting. I dropped Marasa. Marasa, which is the masculine feminine principles coming together, and they're doing this weird shape that looks sexual because they're naked, but their genitals are not touching. Their legs are like between each other, and they're doing the Eiffel Tower over some pots. You do that, Marasa, whatever. So yeah, light is cool. Black holes are cool. Absorbing shit is cool. Consuming. I was talking about being desensitized. I don't remember why. Oh, the darkness and the light. I like to put shit. Like, if you can't listen to it, then I think that means there's a lot of light in it. There was the occult teacher who said, like, some people can't stare into the sun because it hurts their eyes. I can stare into the sun. I could listen to metal. I can listen to this. I can create this. I can put light that is myself into the dumbest shit. My web series, The Other LA, it's some mumbo jumbo ass shit, my nigga. Like, that shit don't make no sense, but there's so much light in it that it's ridiculous. You can usurp it in so many ways if you want to. If you want to, you can kill me and claim God or whatever. Be like, oh, this guy said he was God, killed him, so now I'm God. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can usurp, like, anything you want. But, like, I'm putting light in my shit. Some dark-ass light. flipping up a card. The Princess of Swords. Goddamn. I hate when I get these cards. It looks like she's manipulating darkness and light. Bringing together the as above, so below shit. She's got a bunch of Medusa heads on her. All around her body, turning shit to stone, if she so wills it. Declaring truth. I say she's got the sword, of course. She's also got her hand on a pillar, doing the as above, so below shit. Yeah, I already said that. Okay, that card goes away. Twitter's been chill, I guess. Lately I've been bothering. it's so funny. I was bothering Talib Kweli because he's gone on racist rants and, like, debating all these people on Twitter. And it was just the timing, because I was awake at a weird hour, and he was tweeting about racism at the same hour, so I started, like, tweeting at him some dumb shit. I should not do that. People, especially famous people, could have repercussions, but I didn't give a fuck at the time. I was just like, yo, because he was like this. White supremacy, that y'all need to admit you're the problem, you're a part of the problem, you're just a racist ass hog. You know, because you don't see it, that means you are a part of the problem. And then I just had to come back, because I went this path and I have the knowledge of, like, how to invoke the other side of an argument. I was like, I can, you could debate anybody, you know, like, but it's talked about as being so stupid to do because it's pointless. But at the same time, I was like, what if I reach him, or what if I contradict his thinking enough to where I set him on the right path? Not the right path. There's no right path. I hate saying that shit. I set him on his path to enlightenment. So he's like, you gotta admit you're the problem. And I was like, well, what about your immortal soul and the effect that has on the mortal, you know, like the people without the soul, you know, like, what about your melanin and how that magic affects the people who don't have it and everything in reality? Like, you're controlling reality, nigga. Like, don't you believe you are God? I'm pretty sure you probably said it in a few rap songs, like, or you nodded your head to Kanye. I am a God. You know what that means? You are responsible. This is your responsibility. White supremacy is your fault. I tweeted him. I was like, hey, man. Like, you're God. So white supremacy is either your fault or it's mine. Because I believe that shit. I believe I am the creator, you know? So, like, white supremacy, my fault. My bad. I was sleeping. I took a long nap. got beat up a few times, hit over the head, and suppressed with antidepressants. And, you know, my bad. But shit, it's nice. It's comfortable for some of us. For some of us. It's a conducive environment to our metamorpha evolution. It's very conducive. I like saying words that I know there's a word that sounds like it that could possibly be the right and or wrong word that I'm trying to say, so I just keep saying it, and then you push it, and eventually people are like, I know what he's saying, but I don't know if he knows what he's saying. I know what I'm saying. Better yet, I know what I'm meaning. I know what I'm meaning to say. Needless to say, he did not respond. And the shit I say didn't really need response, honestly. It was some dumb shit. I was just being the other side of the argument. What do they call that shit? When you're the attorney, devil's advocate. The devil's advocate, but in the most light-filled way. Like, hey, nigga, you heard of the Gnostics? That's some scary shit. You know, if I woke up and found out I was living with aliens, I'd probably try to put them in a cage, too. That sounds pretty scary. Could you imagine waking up one day in like a little hut, like something rural, and you walk outside and you see a group of black people sitting in a circle chanting, and like it starts to feel like your reality is reacting to their circle and their chant, and you start to feel wind blowing, and you start to see rain start to form in the sky and the clouds, and you're like, holy shit. These niggas is tripping. Stop doing that shit. You know, you get scared. You'd be like, oh shit, what the fuck? Nigga, look at that shit. You know, that's, can you imagine a world where we have cell phones and that shit happens? Like cell phones? But these niggas on Worldstar ain't shit gonna believe that. Magic's stupid though, you know? It's not really able to be modeled down into technology without technology taking a part of it. Taking some credit. Technology is a vacuum, but it's cute to me. Technology is a vacuum, but it's cute to me. Cute. Talk a big game, but don't see me in no jungle. Yeah, I'm a black man. You can hear my tummy rumble. Be laughing at me, I will make your mountains crumble. With the sound of my name. live in a Olofi to Santeria. It's the earth, the mother earth. She's given birth to Weldsma. She's kind of sitting in the smoky sky with the earth in her belly and the earth at her thigh. She got earth is at her breast and the earth next to her head. God damn it, there's earths everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I should read some tweets and get out of here. I don't know how long this has been going on, but possibly for not that long. I didn't come on here with much to talk about. I just wanted to play with the cards, as I stated earlier. Probably mumbling a lot. Who knows how this will come out. King of Cups. Okay, there's emotional shit. The Cups. He's got the wings. And he's on the horse. And he's got the fish at his feet. And the crab and his cup. Covered in peacocks. That's how that nigga roll, you know? Emotions. Where do I go with that? I got into my Twitter shit already. What's after that? I've been editing my web series, which I talked about. I always talk about it. I feel like I talk about a lot of stuff a lot, but then I don't. I don't think I talk about a lot of stuff a lot. My web series is called The Other LA. And I'm editing it. And that's all I gotta say about that. Chiffs. Alright, I'm going to share the last thing on my voice recorder and hope it's not some weird shit.
Thank you.
That is the type of music you can look forward to from season 3 of The Other LA, because I score my web series using that weird unmusical technique that I play the piano with, as in that last 7 minutes. That was weird. I feel icky about my music sometimes. That was improv. I was bored, home alone, next to a piano. And I decided to make that with my hands and my brain. It was kind of cool at some points, you know? Like, all of my shit, it's got those highs and lows. Some points it makes you feel like, oh, ew. Some points it's like, oh, okay. You might have talent somewhere in there. I'm not sure exactly where. Maybe it's here?
Thank you.
See, now that one was good. I'm proud of it. Oh, shit. Hold on. Hello? What's up, dude? How's it going?
I'm really gonna
fucking call
you,
bro. Hold on. My phone's chirping. Alright, I'm recording my podcast at the moment. I don't know if this is podcast material.
No, it's not.
Okay. Probably for about 10 minutes. I can wrap this up.
Alright, well, just send me very good.
Cool.
Alright.
Phone calls. My recording. This is a perfect time to check the cost. See the direction I'd like to take this in. And for that, we use the Golden Dawn Magical Tour. That's the one I have, along with the New Orleans Voodoo Tarot. I dropped the fool. I'm picking the fool up. Damn, I dropped the fool. That means I can't. No, that doesn't mean I can't do anything, because I lost. But that should mean, what it did mean to me, is that the air of I don't know what I'm doing is gone. Well, I should have described it. It's a child covered in the essence of a wolf standing in some flowers. And the child is like an innocent baby dude. And like, it's like, I got you protected, child. And that's what the fool is. The fool is protected by innocence and ignorance, honestly. Card sitting fucking tight, Tarot. Number one, the magician. He is the manipulator. Master controller. It's a guy with, you know, that medicine thing with the tahuti. He's got that on his chest. He's got the wings coming from the dot. That's the melanin. He's got the infinity symbols coming out of the space where his hair should be. Like, he's got no head on top. He just got infinity symbols coming off that bitch. Cause he manipulated so hard. Both hands up. Feet down in the physical. Hands manipulating the spiritual. He's got a staff, a cup, a pinnacle, and a sword. Or is it, I should say, a wand, a sword, a cup, and a pinnacle. Not a. But yeah, those are on top of the square of reality. His feet are inside the square, but his feet have wings. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I described in detail so much. It's just that I really liked the fact that it came up for me. And I wanted to get across my lightedness that I dropped the fool and I drew the magician. You know? You ever drop the fool and draw the magician? You ever do that? Because draw them hoes. fact, I tweeted earlier this week because I was rolling around for work and I went to Walmart on the West Bank. Wallace, hell yeah. And I was at the Walmart and I drove past this very big truck. Not big truck, but you know, like those sedan type vehicles with like the bed that has the roof. Like I drove past a dirty one of them, a dirty brown one. And it looked like a town in the back of it. But like a cool shanty town, like a shanty town I'd visit. And there were about 4 to 7 white people crowded around the van for the sedan. And a few of them were playing music. And it looked like one was changing clothes. And like, I wanted to quit my job, cut my hair, and join them. You know what I'm saying? That's the feeling I got when I drove past them. And like, I'm not judging you, Face. You know? I'm not judging you, shantytown. Upward mobile white. Upward mobile hobo white people. Those are like the coolest people because they take advantage of the freedom afforded, but at the same time, they aren't dicks about it. They take life as it comes, but at the same time, they're free and kind of envious, but at the same time, I'm free, but only free which comes out as insanity on the ground. And you too are free to be insane. You right to insanity. You gotta fight for your right to be. I'm on Twitter, I'm logged on. I did a bunch of retweets recent and I liked some music. Gonna technically draw, at least how to draw people. I don't think I care to draw furniture. Drawing food would be an enjoyed skill. I'd like to draw food with unnatural holes in it. Maybe I should teach myself how to classically draw stick figures. Maybe I should burn all paper. I saw some upward mobile hobo whites on the West Bank and I wanted to cut my hair and join them. I want to sing and shit that got one heart on Twitter. Yeah. You ever type I want to sing and shit and then it gets one heart? I don't normally get any hearts. Nobody be hearting my shit except bots. Bots be hearting my shit. And I'll be like, do they? I think the bots are learning from me. Oh shit, right? I wanna sing and shit is my retweet of Fartbot. Fartbot approves. And then he quoted my tweet, my earlier tweet. My stomach makes fart me when I'm about to fart. Fartbot approves. I think these bots are learning from me. Slender Mister. He's just a skinny black guy, creating small ping pong balls. Oh, look at this, I dropped Zambala Wedo. The rod of the wind, Dambalawedu, a serpent sticking to a tree, kind of curved up on the left side, which is cool. There's seeds on the left side, there's grass, the left side's chilling. It's, I dropped my embracement of evil things. I pull Grand Boys, which is the Congo. It's the water, but like it's raining. Oh, and look, and there's a little snake on the tree on the right side. And the water is the emotions. My emotions are on the right side. And the wind, what's the wind correspond to, guys? Because I don't remember. Intellect. God damn it. The intellect. I think I'd watch all the Real Housewives episodes to see the many different ways their boobs. I've got a bunch of books I haven't attempted to open yet. It's almost shameful. I do not apologize for raining on any parades. What you don't know is that the people were thirsty. Blood. Tree is a weird word. It looks all weird. Trees is better. Remember that tree thing? Yeah. I was tweeting about. When I said in the past, I flipped over number one, Santeria, Olodumare, Air, Olodumare, Olodumare, which is like the egg, the world shit. It's got the eye above, and then it's like trying this creation, and it's got a bunch of spooky fog around the eye. And everything's purple, that's the crown, that's the top spiritual shit. It's the birth, and also the death. That is the end of this episode. I am gonna take that phone call, yo. A-doop-a-doo, a-doop-a-doo, a-doop-a-doo. Isn't that weird? That's creepy, right? Stand up. Goodbye, goodbye to me. Goodbye to you and me and everything that we know. Because everything is gonna end. This hour's gotta spend. Time and time flies by. Irrelevant to the sky that I lie behind. Thank you. Thank you for listening and shit. Hope you transmute your dicks.